Constantine Metal Resources is looking to expand exploration at its Palmer Project site north of Haines. The plan includes a 2.5-mile extension to an industrial road, which would provide access to up to 40 new drill sites. The Bureau of Land Management is now seeking public comment on Constantine's upgrades. Constantine's request for further exploration of minerals containing copper, zinc, gold, and silver neighbors its current operation, which is within the Porcupine Mining District. The BLM previously gave the company the nod for mineral exploration, but only for up to 5 acres of ground disturbance. Anything over that, and an organization has to file a plan of operations. According to the BLM, Constantine submitted the new mine plan of operation in June, which would extend its existing access road. The new proposal requires further review, including a National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, analysis. Constantine is asking for an increased disturbance area of up to 41 acres, according to Dennis Teitzel, the BLM field manager for the Glen Allen office.
You know, we have, you know, some mine plans of operation that are only 6, 8, 10 acres in disturbance. There are some that are, you know, hundreds or thousands of acres in disturbance.
Teitzel says the comment period is an essential step in the process of examining the proposed plan.
It's, you know, one of the cornerstones that allows us to get insight into the public's concerns with natural resource issues and what resources can be impacted and the things that we need to look at to ensure that we do either not impact those resources or minimize the impact.
Along with an extra 2.5 miles of road, construction includes culverts and bridges over streams. It also includes a switchback road with berms and an area at the end of that road to stage equipment, trailers, and storage containers. The BLM says the road would provide access for up to 40 new drill sites, which would be located to the east of Constantine's current exploration areas. Constantine geologist Liz Cornejo says the road would give employees access to sites that are currently only reachable by helicopter.
It also allows us to do some environmental and geotechnical studies that may help make plans for the future and give us more information on it and give us access to some drill sites, but also sort of increase safety for the crews on the mountain that currently are sort of stranded on one side of the creek without road access.
Exploration is a progressive process, and you know, each year you build on the previous year, so in that way it incrementally gets us closer.
That's Darwin Green, the vice president of exploration for Constantine. He says an ongoing goal of the company is listening to and communicating with Haines residents. He says he's looking forward to hearing what locals have to say about the plan. Several local and regional conservation groups are getting ready to submit comments of their own on the plan. Meredith Pocart is the executive director of Tuckshinnuck Water Council. She says with new development at the headwaters of the Chilkat Valley comes concern of compromised water quality.
And how they're proposing to treat or deal with any runoff, especially with the road. You know, constructing a road, obviously, that has some impact. And there's ways to mitigate for that. And there's ways to properly design a road. And as long as those are taken into account and implemented, if they're doing all the proper steps, then that's all we can kind of ask for.
Lynn Canal Conservation President Eric Hawley says that perhaps a bigger concern is the switchback road up the mountainside.
Because it's very steep terrain there. And with the kind of rains we have around here, such as we've had during the last week, that road would be on very unstable terrain. So we'd worry about that whole thing blowing out and really doing some damage to the creek.
Constantine says it aims to continue its exploration phase of the Palmer Project for the next 5 to 10 years. The public comment period on Constantine's proposed plan opens on December 2nd and ends on January 8th. Teitzel says the goal is to have the entire process completed by May, but it could take longer if closer examination is needed. The concerns in the public comments will influence the timeline, he adds. You can find a link to the comment site on our website at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.